Here's to veterans from Duffy's Tavern with our guest tonight, Lotta Lehman, and starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner. Here's to veterans, a fast-moving quarter hour of entertainment and helpful information brought to you transcribed by the top-flight talent of radio in cooperation with the Veterans Administration, dedicated to every man and woman who served in our armed forces, who helped to win victory for freedom. So here's to you, you veterans of Army, Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard from Duffy's Tavern, with our guest tonight, Lotta Lehman, and starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Archie's little love song. Oh, 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 dance the way to Bill and Coon.
Hey, Mr. Archie, the phone.
Oh, Duffy's little tavern where the elite meet the...
Oh, hello, Duffy.
Well, Duffy, I ain't been able to get that song off my mind since I wrote it. It's so catchy, you know? You heard it on a hit parade Saturday night? No kidding. Who sang it? A guy by the name of F.E. Boone. Look, Duffy, you think you're kidding, but a lot of big stars is going to sing it on the radio. Well, for instance, I sent a copy to Jack Benny's quartet, and they gave me a very encouraging hmm. Yeah, I think I can count on Ginny Sims, too. How? Well, throw me contacts, Duffy. Well, you know Second Story Jackson. Well, for 3 years, he was the cellmate of the guy that swiped Ginny's chinchilla coat. Huh? Dinah Shore? Well, I called her, Duffy, but she was so vague. I couldn't pin her down. All I could get out of her was a no. Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying everybody, Duffy. I'll call you back. What was that crash, Eddie?
No, that limousine just ran into that parked car there.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Finnegan. Did you see the accident?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Well, as I saw it, there was a lady driving this one car.
Well?
That's the answer, Arch.
Well, leave us help her. Come on, Eddie. Let's lift her bumper off of this car.
I beg your pardon, lady. Nice car you got here.
Oh, thank you.
Is this your first accident?
Yes. My chauffeur usually drives me.
Yeah, but it's more fun when you smash him yourself, ain't it? By the by, I didn't catch the name.
Oh, here's my card. I am Madame Lehman of the Metropolitan Opera.
Oh, thank you. I'm Monsieur Finnegan at that address. At the Metropolitan, huh? Maybe I'd seen you. What do you do?
What do I do? I'm a fang dancer.
Yeah, I got the face switch for minutes.
Your car is all fixed, lady.
That's just Madam Lehman.
Oh, always happy to meet a madam. How do you do, Madam Lehman?
Thank you for fixing my car. Are you a mechanic?
A mechanic? No, I'm just a layman myself. That's a cute pun on words, ain't it, Eddie? By the way, madam, What is a dame like you doing in this neighborhood?
I'm looking for some rare old musical manuscripts. You see, I'm a singer.
Oh. Uh-huh. Well, I hope you find something.
Thank you. Auf Wiedersehen.
Schnapps. Well, what a character, huh? Eddie... What a character, and a singer, no less, too. I thought I'd bust out laughing in her face. What was her name again?
Here, Archie. She gave me her card.
Yeah, let's see. Madam Lottie Lehman, Metropolitan Opera Company. Holy cat, an opera star. She could have sang me a song for me, and I brushed her off.
And so ends another chapter in the life story of Archie, boy schnook.
You're right, Eddie. What a dope I am. She might have sang that song at the Metropolitan.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Wait, they just want to put him to sleep down there. They don't want to kill him.
Give me that phone, Eddie. Hello? Metropolitan Opera? Soprano department, please. Hello, soprano? I'd like to talk to Madam Lehman. Yeah. Hello? Oh, is this the madam? This is Archie of Duffy's Tavern, the kind, chivalrous gentleman that helped you with your car. Yeah. Hey, I didn't get it when you was hinting at me to sing me song. Drop dead, huh? Hold the wire a second, will you? I think of a way to win you over. look, in that accident today, do you know that you inadvertently damaged our garbage can? I know, but it happens to be a very rare antique. In fact, it's a collector's item. So in order, before we sue you, I think you ought to come over here and talk it over. Okay, I'll be seeing you. Now she'll have to sing me song, Eddie.
What do you mean?
Well, she can't take a chance not to. How do you think she'd like it if the headlines tomorrow said, Prima Donna hits garbage in series of Third Avenue accidents, smashes bumper, damages can. Folks, I'd like to talk about something the Veterans Administration thinks is pretty important to ex-GIs. It's the subject of loans. Loans backed by a guarantee from the Veterans Administration so that all ex-servicemen and ex-servicewomen can buy a home or a farm or maybe set up a business. These loans have done a lot so far. They've started thousands of GIs on the road to success. Most of these guys didn't have a cent in their pocket to start with, but they did have an idea in their heads. For instance, two ex-Air Force guys are running a profitable exterminating business in Colorado. And down in New Orleans, a Coast Guard veteran bought his own boat and is making a swell living by selling food and supplies to the ships in the harbor down there. And there's thousands of veterans that run their own farms. So I say, if you've got a sound idea, plus a GI loan, it can spell success for you, too. How do you get a GI loan? It's easy. Just discuss your idea with your own bank or lending institution, and they'll start the ball rolling for you.
Archie, now I see the association of ideas, but exactly how does this garbage can tie up with your song?
See, the association of ideas, huh? Well, anyway, the garbage was just an idea to get it down here, Eddie. You heard her mention them rare old manuscripts, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm going to give her, a rare old manuscript. Hey, Finnegan.
Yeah.
Finnegan, look, I want you to run over to Schmidt's secondhand music store and buy some of the crummiest and greasiest looking music you can find. Now, hurry up.
Well, I'll go as fast as I can, Arch, but don't forget, I only got two pair of feet.
I was afraid you was going to say you're only human. Now get back as fast as you can.
Well, young man, here am I.
Oh, here am I, too. How do you do, Madam Lehman?
Now, what was that you said on the phone about somebody being sued?
Yeah, I said it. You are the one that is being sued, and Duffy's Tavern is the sewer.
There, I agree with you.
What I still can't understand is what a dame like you was doing down in a neighborhood like this trying to find secondhand music.
Well, Archie, you see, many composers like Schubert and Mozart wrote dozens of songs and ballads, what we call Lieder, and a lot of them have been lost. That's what I'm looking for. I would give anything to find some missing German Lieder.
Yeah, they never did find a body, did they? Leave us hope we can help you find one of them little songs. Oh, yeah, excuse me, Madam Lehman. Did you get the music, Finnegan?
Right here, Rod.
Let's see what you got. Rigoletto by Giuseppe Verdi.